night talking. But in the temple, no talking. We have to practice this. Very important. And still, if we ever, you know, there's a vachovegam, the pushing of the tongue, you know. Tongue wants to speak something. If you want to speak something, then you just say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Other than this, nothing please. Thank you very much. And now Pandaji is going to start and he is going to perform. Apavitra, Pavitrova, Sarva, Vastam, Gata, Iva, Ya, Samret, Unritaksham, Saha, Bhayantara, Nara, Suchi, Sri Vishnu. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
One remembers a lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of God. It is cleansed without and within.
So, Om apavitro pavitrava sarva vasthang gato piva ya samaret pundrikakshang Sa Bhayantara Suchi. When we remember the Supreme Lord, then does not matter whether we are pure or impure, by remembering Him we become pure. So the Achman was performed for purification because a soul is going to enter into the spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada, who is a wonderful Vaishnava, devotee of the Lord, very, very special messenger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to this material world to help the conditioned souls to get out of here. The understanding which Srila Prabhupada has given is based on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, other Vedic literature. Prabhupada didn't concoct anything. But so much concoction is going on all over. People are not following the scripture as they are. That's why there is a chaos, there are problems in the society. So, what understanding Prabhupada has given, that is, that in Kali Yuga, by birth, nobody can claim that he is a Brahmin. There may be some symptoms of Brahmin in him, but in Kali Yuga, everybody is born a Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Janmana Jayate Shudra Sanskara Dijotma Ved Pathi Bhaved Vipra Brahma Janati Brahmana. One who knows the Brahma, he is the Brahmin. In Kali Yuga, people claim that I am born Brahmin, I am Brahmin. He may be doing the business of a cobbler sometime. You know, one man, he came, he was in Delhi and gave me lift. I said, what's your name? He said, such and such Sharma. I said, what is your business? He said, I have a shoe store. I sell shoes. Selling shoes is the business of a cobbler. But still he claimed that he is a Brahmin. In Kali Yuga, by birth, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Vannam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Bhivagasha. In my this creation, I made a four varnas, four ashramas. Lord didn't say by janma karma, by birth. No. by their action, by their attributes, I have divided the society. In Kali Yuga, but nobody is following. Unless someone like Srila Prabhupada is there to explain us, nobody is following this. Yato mata tato pata. Whatever one's mind says, in one mind comes, that this is the path and this is the way things should be. But that's not proper. So, devotees, if we want to save the society from going to hell, then we have to follow this Krishna consciousness, which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada, which is based on the authentic scriptures. Srila Prabhupada is very, very special Vaishnava, and by his mercy, our society, this whole world can become happy and peaceful. So, one point here, by karma, one can become Brahmin. According to the scripture, nobody is born Brahman in this age of Kali. Why? There used to be a garbhadhan samskar. Before husband and wife used to meet for procreation, they will perform one samskar, chant the holy name, so many things they will do, a whole samskar as described in the scripture. Then the soul used to take birth in the womb, take birth from that lady, used to be born Brahman. And he used to have a power of a Brahman. Nowadays nobody has that power of Brahman. The son of Samyak Rishi, you know, Sringi Rishi, a little boy, 9 years old boy, when he came to know that his father was cursed, and his father was garlanded with the dead snake, so he didn't like. He said, whoever has garlanded my father with this dead snake, same snake is going to bite him after 7 days, and he's going to die. So his 9 years old boy, he has a power of cursing. Though he was childish, that was a mistake, which his father didn't like, that you made great mistake. You curse such a noble king, who was taking care of us, taking care of his citizens, just like his own children. Actually, Samyak Rishi felt very bad. Anyway, point is, that Brahman by birth used to have a power of cursing. Now who can curse? Nobody has that power. So Kali Yuga, nobody is born Brahman. But by karma, we can become better than Brahman. What is that better than Brahman? We can become Vaishnavas. Our greatest acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he had become Muslim. His name was Davir Khas. His elder brother, Sakar Malik. And our greatest acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, born Muslim. And who can be like him? Nobody can be compared with Haridas Thakur. What was his speciality? Out of 24 hours, he will chant 22 hours. Who can do this? 22 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama. And see, Maya is so powerful because he is a pure devotee, though born Muslim, does not matter. Soul is neither Muslim, nor Hindu, nor Christian, nor white, nor black, nor brown. Man, soul is a part and parcel of super soul Sri Krishna. So, Srila Haridas Thakur, a prostitute came to make him fall down. But what happened? Prostitute fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and she became pure devotee by the mercy of Haridas Thakur. This is Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada actually, he brought the revolution in the society. And we, all of you are mostly from Indian background. And all of you have a great responsibility. You may be staying here in US. Your responsibility is, as it is said by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm talking especially to Kundan and then talking to all of you. Lord Chaitanya said that Bharat Bhumi Te Manushya Janam Hoile Yaar Janam Sartha Karo Kari Parupakar. Those who have taken birth in India, there was one girl, I asked, what's your name? She told me her name. I said, are you Indian? She said, no, I'm American. I said, what do you mean? So I'm born here. She's not ready to identify herself with India because she's born here. This is actually not proper. Means her parents are from India. Even generation later on you will stay here. But the blood in your veins is from India. Don't forget that. And I like to remind even those who were born here, white skin. This whole world was Bharatvarsh. There was a time. You know this? Whole world was Bharatvarsh. This white skin, they are the, you know, Kshatriyas from India. So, even, you know, it's a, I'm just trying to not make the subject matter very long. You know, Argentina, in excavation, they found a deity of Lord Vishnu. How they found this there? Argentina was named after Arjun. You know this? And in Greece, whenever in Greece, they found the paintings painted in a Greek style. Painting of Lord Krishna standing on the hood of Kaliya, holding flute. Painted in a Greek style. Another painting they found of Lord Nrisimhadev, painted in a Greek style. How Lord Nrisimhadev went to Greece? How Lord Krishna went to Greece? Because this culture was everywhere. And in Vatican, Italy, in excavation, they found a Shivalingam. How Lord Shiva went there? And in England, they found one deity of Ganpati with Shivalingam there in England. These things are there. So whole world is a Bharatvarsh. And again, with the help of all of you, whole world should become Bharatvarsh, you know. Then there will be peace, there will be shanti. No more fighting, no more politics, no more nonsense. No question of white, black, brown. Everybody is child of one God, Sri Krishna. This one God, Sri Krishna, one book, Bhagavad Gita, and one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Actually, it looks impossible, but Prabhupada has made impossible possible. You think people of this tract of land could have become Vaishnava? But they are very staunch Vaishnava. They get up 2:30 in the morning, chant Hare Krishna, follow the regulative principles, working very hard. But we need to join together. This is a teamwork. It's not one man's job. It's not that devotees from here are working very hard and what we are doing. What Indians are doing? Indians should work more hard than the local people. Then they will be encouraged. We should all join hands together and push on this great mission of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada founded this society, Hare Krishna Mission. The beauty of Srila Prabhupada is that you will find in India Chinmaya Mission, Dayananda Mission, this mission, that mission. But Prabhupada didn't make mission in his name, said Hare Krishna Mission. This is the beauty of Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ke. So Prabhupada is very, very special devotee, very, very special Vaishnava, directly coming from Gaulok Vrindavan for helping us to get out of here. So dear devotees, today there's one soul. He's in contact for 6 years now, 7. 6 years. 99? So, since 6 years, I will just tell you the potency of Prabhupada. This soul I met by Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada actually came in his dream. Then he came to the temple and he was very happy. Mangalati was there. And by Prabhupada's mercy, I was also there. And then, but don't mind my frankness, okay? You know, first of all, Prabhupada, you know what he used to do, and we have to follow his footsteps, we have to elevate ourselves above the bodily platform. You know, this fame and infamy is for the body, but for soul there is no fame, no infamy. Maan apamaan shirir ke liye hai, atma ke liye koi maan apamaan nahi hai. Sometimes devotees, and you know, many times Prabhupada, I'm telling you about myself, he used to chastise us in front of everyone. Why? So that we become humble. Same business has to be carried on now. At least, especially with you, I have to do that. So, Kundan Kumar Benny, he came in our contact. Prabhupada blessed him. He saw, you know, some other devotees with Prabhupada. Then I said, very good, you came and you can see his emotion, bhava. I said, how about your eating? He used to eat, I think, every day one chicken? No. One chicken a day. I said, no more chicken. By his, all Prabhupada's potency, from that day till today, he never even looked at a chicken. Is that right? It's something, you know, Prabhupada's potency. Actually, to become, you know, Krishna conscious, we have to follow certain rules and regulations. So since then he is attached and he was testing us whether we are fit to be his guru or not. And he was thinking this, that. So now the finally time has come. He said, now I want to be initiated. So actually, especially this trip is for Mr. Kundan Kumar. His godbrother, Sriman Ramakrishna Das said, Maharaj Kundan Kumar wants to be initiated in LA and you have to come. I said, if Kundan Kumar says, if I say no, then very difficult. I have to come. So we came now. And one thing I said, let me test whether Kundan Kumar is ready for initiation or not. He was little hesitant. And I said to him that you have to shave your head. He said, I have some meetings, this and that. I said, once in a lifetime, you have to do this. Okay, I will do this. I said, he passed the test, you know. He shaved, but he made mistake. He shaved shikha also. He didn't keep the shikha behind. But it will grow there. So he passed the test, you know. Prabhupada used to say, one birth is given by your mother and father. All the living entities are born with mother and father. Doesn't matter, cats, dogs, elephant, this, that. Mother, father, they have. But in the human form, if we are fortunate, then we get the mercy of Krishna. Then by the mercy of Krishna, we get the Guru. By the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. In this universe, so many jivas are evolving, changing different bodies, body to body, body to body. But one who is a fortunate soul, he can have the mercy of Krishna. Then by the mercy of Krishna, he gets the Guru. So, it's very, very important. Actually, in the spiritual life, Lord Chaitanya accepted Guru. He had Guru, Ishwarpuri Maharaj. Actually, all the, you know, incarnations, they accepted devotees as their Guru. Lord Vyasadev accepted Naraji as his Guru. Lord Ram accepted Vishishtha Muni as his Guru. And then Krishna. Who was the Guru of Krishna? Who knows? Sandipani Muni was the Guru of Krishna. And you know, when Guru Dakshina time came, Guru Dakshina is given. And then Guru Mata was standing behind the Sandipani Muni. She said, my dear husband, you know this boy Krishna, your disciple, your student? Yes. I don't want that Dakshina which you are getting from others. I said, what Dakshina you want? He said, my two sons have died. Tell him that to bring my two sons back. She knew he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Sandipani Muni said to Krishna, he said, my dear Krishna, you are my very wonderful student, wonderful disciple. So your Guru Mata wants like this. Krishna went to Yamraj. I want the two sons of my Guru. Give me back. Krishna brought them back. So Guru Dakshina is also important. And when, you know, one take initiation, he should go and beg from everyone. He's coming from the, you know, so-called Rajput family. He's from the royal family. Is that right? His father was from royal family. King. King of Ara. Is that right? No. Which place was that?
Ara.
He was king. His father was a king. His maybe grandfather. But then all the kingdoms were finished in India. So, he should go and beg from everyone. Whoever is here. And he should give him something. What are you like, you know. Even our Goswamis, they need to go for begging. Madhukari. Why to beg? The question arises. Why to beg? Prabhupada said, we have so much false ego. For a very, very long time. To kill that false ego. I'm dependent upon others. Please give me something. There was one very great devotee. Lala Babu. In Vrindavan area. He was from Bengal. Prabhupada talks of him. Prabhupada has mentioned about him. He was a pure devotee actually. And he was a very rich man, just like a king. And when he was living in Vrindavan, he was begging, going door to door begging, whatever he will get. And sometime he will go for begging to the house of his enemy. They were also living in Vrindavan. They said, hey, cannot, you come here. Very humble, you know, you accept whatever, you know, chastisement he is giving. So to make ourselves humble, actually, that is very, very important to make progress on this path of devotion. Lord Chaitanya said that, Tranadapi shunichena, tarurapi sahashnuna, amanina mandena, kitniye sada hari. How we can chant the name of Lord Hari, Sri Krishna, all the time? Actually, we should remember Krishna all the time, 24 hours, if we become humble. Without humility, we cannot remember Krishna all the time. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, one should be more humble than a blade of grass, more taller than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. As long as me, you, he, she, if we are puffed up, very proud, then we cannot remember. This false ego won't let us remember Krishna all the time. So, devotees, there's so many things to say. Up to what time I should speak? Any time? No. Okay. So, to make progress on this path of devotion, Lord Gauranga is warning us from the offenses. If anybody committing offenses to the devotees or to anyone, then he cannot make progress. His progress will be checked. Devotees, brothers and sisters, I'm talking to all of you and to Kundan also. We are all progressing towards the mouth of death. Death is approaching. But same time, we have to progress on the path of devotion, bhakti, towards Krishna. As death is coming close, we have to come close to Krishna. Then there is no fear of death. Death will come close and I won't come close to Krishna. Then it's a horrible. Death is horrible. Not horrible, horrible. Very bad, you know. Very bad. There's one devotee in England, and husband and wife, they have a store and selling things to the English people. So according to the Vedic culture, the wife won't call the name of the husband out of respect. So to call her husband, maybe she want to know something about some goods, she will say, Haribol, Haribol. Yeah, how is this thing? So then the British people say, why you call your husband all the time Haribol, Haribol? What is this Haribol? Hari. She's thinking other way. She's not thinking Haribol. She's thinking. So, name of Hari, to chant the name of Hari, we have to become very, very serious. Very, very serious, so that we can make progress on this path of devotion. And offenses, Lord Chaitanya has told us, so many offenses, but 10 offenses are the main. First offense, we should never criticize any devotee. To blaspheme the devotees of the Lord, who have dedicated their life for propagating the holy name of the Lord, we must not criticize them. This we should keep in mind. All of you, and especially Mr. Kundan Kumar, no criticizing. We should not criticize them. No one should criticize no one. But one place in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada is saying, to call a thief as thief is not criticism, but if you are calling gentleman as a thief, that is a criticism. That's not proper. So we have to be careful. Second offense, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma to be equal or independent of the holy name of the Lord Vishnu Krishna. This Indian people don't understand. This does not mean that we are disrespecting Lord Shiva or disrespecting any other demigod. They're all respectable. Lord Shiva is the chief of all the demigods. It's called Mahadev. Maha means great. Dev is head of all the devas. You know what he's saying? He's saying worship Govinda. Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, Govindam Bhaj Moodmate. Lord Shiva is saying. Brahma ji, what he is saying, he is the creator. Lord Shiva destroys. Vishnu maintain. He is saying, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Ishwaraha Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadhir Adhir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. Ishwar means controller. And Brahma is saying, my Lord, you are the supreme controller. Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishwara Parma Krishna. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Your form is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Vigraha means form. Krishna is not formless. God has a form. His form is beautiful. Like see beautiful Krishna standing here with Mother Rukmani. Krishna is very beautiful. Very beautiful. All attractive. And Anadhi, he has no beginning. Adhi, he is the beginning of everyone. Anadhir Adhir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Brahmaji is saying that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Actually, Brahmaji was doubtful about Krishna's supremacy. He tested. After testing, he said this. So there's nobody beyond Brahma and nobody beyond Krishna, Shiva. They are saying worship Krishna. So sometimes when you tell to Indians, they say, oh no, I was talking to one gentleman last night. He said, no, those who are worshipping Shiva, they think Shiva is the supreme. They don't understand. Very hard to explain them. Actually, Lord Shiva is saying, mukti, or deliverance from the cycle of birth and death, can only be awarded by Krishna. Nobody else can award mukti. In the Ramayana, people read Ramayana. You know what Lord Shiva is saying? Uma kaho tohe anubhavayapana satyahari bhajana jagat sav sapana. Mahadev. Saying, my dear Uma, my wife. She is the wife of Lord Shiva, Uma. She is Durga, Uma, Sati, so many names. See, only the bhajan, chanting the holy name of Hari, Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Lord Shiva saying, this is the only truth. Chanting of the holy name, Satya Hari Bhajan. Everything else just like a dream. And they are saying, so with the due respect to Lord Shiva, he is our greatest Vaishnava. Lord Brahma is the head of our Sampradaya. But they are also saying worship Krishna. No offense. So we should not, you know, think that Krishna is equal to the demigods. Prabhupada has explained this. If you, Krishna is responding this question in Bhagavad Gita, that Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pitran Yanti Pitra Vrata Bhutani Yanti Bhutajya Yanti Madhyajano Vimam. Those who worship the demigods, they go to the planets of demigods. Those who worship ancestors, they go to the planet of ancestors. Those who worship the ghost and spirits, they become the ghost and spirits. And those who worship me, they can only come to me. Nobody can come to Krishna by worshipping someone else. And Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman paritajye, mam ekam, only me one, mam ekam sharanam braj, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. First we have to surrender. Mam ekam, only one. Krishna is not saying you can go to anyone and then still you will come to me. No. Okay, I am in Los Angeles, but I want to go to New York. But I buy the ticket for San Francisco. Where I will reach? New York or San Francisco? Not New York. If I want to go to New York, I have to buy the ticket for New York. So by worshipping Krishna only we will attain Krishna, not by worshipping anyone. It's not possible. This is the advice of Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So we should respect all the devas, but we should worship Krishna only. No disrespect to any demigods. Keep in mind, you can ask their help. Like gopis ask the help of Mother Katyayani, another form of Durga Mata. So Mother, we want to meet Krishna. Please help us. She helped. And some places Lord Shiva helped in Bhagavatam. Sanda Maharaja, Prachini Vari, they were going to perform austerity. Lord Shiva met them. He gave them the mantra. Very soon you will see Lord Vishnu, Krishna. So, advice is there. They can help you. But we go to the demigods for some ulterior motives. Oh, my dear Lord Shiva, I'm offering you 10 cents, maybe 5 cents. The 5 cents are there. Or maybe 1 penny, or maybe $1. But you, please, if I offer you $1, you kindly give me the benefit of only $1 million. Not more than that. 1 million is nothing for you, you know. What is this we ask from Lord Shiva, you know? No! My dear Lord Shiva, you are a greatest devotee. You always chant Hare Krishna. You please make me also little like you. Make me also devotee. He will be very happy. Lord Shiva will make you devotee of Krishna. But we go for some ulterior motives. You know, many people worship Mother Durga. And Mother Durga, like Katyayani, is another form. Gopis didn't ask anything from Mother Katyayani. They asked, we want to meet Krishna. Please bless us so that we can be, Krishna can become our very dear and we become dear to Krishna. And they were blessed by Mother Katyayani in the scripture. So you can take help from demigods, but don't ask anything which is temporary. No material things, only spiritual. You are ready for Kundan? You ready for that? What about others? All of you are ready? Oh, very good. Everybody is ready. Thank you, thank you. So I will clap alone. Yes, if you will have too much purity, too much, you know, Krishna consciousness, we are going to become wonderful. Third offense is very important. Kundan, you know the third offense? You don't know. You forget. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Are you accepting the spiritual master of your own or somebody has forced you or anything? Now if you still think, then I can stop any session here. Because once you become, then you have to obey. So, you know what is the first order for you? Should I give you the first order? First order, you must assist Narendra all the time. And your second order is, you assist Subhas Prabhu sitting right here. Distribute books. Engage more and more Indians in the service of Srila Prabhupada's mission. You know, this way. It's not one man's job. It's a teamwork. We have to make a good team, you know. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have to make a very good team. So, because you are blessed by Prabhupada, Prabhupada inspired you and I have a great hope from you that you will be a great instrument in pushing on this mission here in California, I know. And you have your brother Ramakrishna Das is there. A good team, eh? Is that right? Very good, yeah. No fighting, okay? Very good team and help each other and preach. You know, that's very good. This is the first, second order. Another order I will give you later on. To disobey the order of the spiritual master is offense. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. We must be very respectful to the Vedic literature. I like to talk to all of you. Many times, you know, I go in different houses for program. Gitas are given, they put Gita down. No. Gita is not different from Krishna. Once, I remember, devotees wrote from Canada to Srila Prabhupada. I was with Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, we are traveling and distributing your books. Can we keep the deities with us? Prabhupada said, no. You worship my books. They are just like deities. Prabhupada's books are very special. See, we should learn from Christians. They worship Bible. We should learn from Muslims. They worship Quran. And especially we should learn from Sikhs. Any Sikh here? They worship like anything, Granth Sahib. But we Hindus, we don't respect Bhagavad Gita. They should be worshipped. And we should not criticize whatever Krishna is saying. is perfect. I may not be able to understand because of my limited sense perception, but Krishna's words are wonderful. No criticism. No blaspheming the Vedic literature and literature in persons of the Vedic version. And fifth offense. Is that right? I said fourth one. Fifth, consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as imagination. We should not think that chanting is just an imaginary. It's very special. All the shaktis are there in that chanting. Chanting is on the transcendental plane. Sometimes why we don't feel transcendental by chanting? Because there's something wrong with my mind. My mind is here and there. But when we chant nicely, it's wonderful. Sixth offense, to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. No interpretation on the holy name. Seventh offense, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. You know, sometimes people think, oh, it's very good. What is? It's mentioned, if once you utter the name of Krishna, you know how many offenses one can burn? As many as he cannot even commit. This is the power of the holy name. Someone can think, oh, it's very good. Daytime I will enjoy, commit all kind of sinful activities. Night I will chant Hare Krishna, I will be free. No, that's very offensive. This is the seventh offense. We should not commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. So, Bhagwan ka naam jo hai, paap nashak nahi hoga, paap karak hoga. हम तो पाप कर रहे हैं नाम के बल पर. नाम के बल पर पाप करना बड़ा पाप. एथ ऑफेंस, टू कंसीडर द चैंटिंग ऑफ हरे कृष्णा एज वन ऑफ द ऑस्पिशियस रिचुअलिस्टिक एक्टिविटीज विच आर ऑफर्ड इन द वेदास एज फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज. कर्मकांड, देयर इज वन सेक्शन इन द वेदा, यू परफॉर्म दिस एक्शन, परफॉर्म दिस कर्मकांड, यू विल गेट दिस बेनिफिट. वी शुड नॉट थिंक द होली नेम लाइक दिस. एक्चुअली होली नेम इज बियॉन्ड. नाम नामकारी बहुधा निज सर्वशक्तिस तत्रापिता नियामिता स्मरणे न कालः एतादर्शी तबा कृपा भगवन् ममापी दुर्दैवम् इदृशम् इहा जानी नानुरागा. ओ माय लॉर्ड, योर होली नेम अलोन कैन रेंडर ऑल बेनेडिक्शन टू लिविंग बीइंग्स एंड दस यू हैव हंड्रेड एंड मिलियंस ऑफ नेम्स लाइक कृष्ण एंड गोविंद. इन दिस ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेम्स you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even a hard and fast rule for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. So holy name has all the transcendental power, shakti. Even to think, oh, holy name has this much power, that is an offense. Holy name power, nobody can imagine even. So, we should not commit offense. We should not compare fruitive activities with the chanting of the holy name. Ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Actually, Prabhupada used to say, devotees are so merciful that sometimes they go beyond this. They even instruct faithless and make them faithful. But this is ninth offense. Those who have no faith and those who are offensive, we should not instruct them about the holy name. A tenth offense, not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So many instructions are there. Still we are maintaining material. We should not maintain any material attachment. Try to be detached. Do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Put Krishna in the center of your activities. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Whatever we do for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi, yad ashnashi, yat jahosi, dadasi, yat, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kursham madarpanam. My dear son of Kunti, whatever you should do as an offering towards me. So, from today onward, whatever you have is not yours now. You may be before thinking yours. Now from today onward, everything belongs to Krishna. Actually, everything belongs to Krishna. We think it's mine. That's my foolishness. You're ready to do that? Very good. So while chanting, we should be actually very careful. We should not be careless in our chanting. Tenth offense to instruct, and it's also offensive not to be attentive while chanting the holy name. We should be very careful while chanting. The 10 offenses, but there are more aparadhas are there. You should read the Nectar of Devotion, read the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, read the Bhagavad Gita. Three books are very important. Prabhupada. I remember when Prabhupada was on the planet, wherever devotees are going, they're carrying Nectar of Devotion in their hand. They're reading our teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhupada's force, spiritual force, was so powerful, you know. Devotees were very, very conscientious, you know, reading books and preaching and doing different things. So 10 offenses are very important. And other offenses also should be avoided. They are in the Nectar of Devotion. And try to be Krishna conscious. Think of Krishna all the time. Help others. And especially one thing, try to distribute Prabhupada's books to whomever you meet. Prabhupada's books are very important. Try to give Prabhupada. Prabhupada literature is so powerful. I will tell you one happening about Prabhupada's books. One devotee was distributing book, and there's one American. Some Americans are very generous, you know. Some are mean also. So this American gave $10 to this devotee. So devotee immediately figured out he's a very generous guy. Can you give little more? He gave 10 more. Oh, we do this, we do that. Can you give little more? He gave 10 more. He ended up giving up $200 for one book. So when he came home, and he was a gentleman, you know, he told his wife, he said, oh, I got this book for $200.
What? You got this book for $200? Are you crazy?
What is it? She took the book and threw away, you know. And he started shivering, you know that. Man get, you know, very scared from the wives, you know. So book was lying in the house somewhere, you know, in the corner for 2 years. After 2 years, started cleaning the house, 2 years or so. Then he found the book here, remember, oh my God, two years back I paid for this book $200. Let me read, what is this book about? You know what happened? He read that book and he became Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki. This is the effect of these books. And you know, if you will give books to someone, you will get the commission. You know the commission? Not dollar. You get a spiritual commission. Prabhupada will be pleased with you. And if Prabhupada is pleased, then you're open, back home, back to Godhead is wide open. Door is wide open. So you should go for the spiritual commission, no material commission. So book distribution, already you are having 2 Nam huts, very nice. 3? Oh my, 3 months. It means 3 in a month? Amazing. So thank you very much for doing this. Give a big hand to Mr. Kundan Kumar. Thank you very much, and book distribution, chanting, you have to become yourself very good devotee, because you are coming from a Kshatriya family, royal family, and I hope that you will become very strong devotee, not, you know, some devotees try to, you know, change your mind, but you didn't change your mind. I like that, you know. Some devotees said this, that, he said, no, your mind was fixed, this is very good, determination is good. And there's so many things to say, but yajna is going to be performed, and I think all of your looks, you're hungry also. Huh? No. How you say hungry in Spanish language?
Hambre.
How you say, are you hungry? How you say? Tengo hambre. No hambre today. after the yajna. So, now, continue put. And I want few devotees to take kartals and the drums and in their hands. Now, you know, when initiation is taken place, it's a new birth. Why we shave the head? It's a new birth. Name is changed and gotra is changed. You know your gotra? No, no more Bhardwaj. Now your gotra is Achyut gotra. You understand? Now your gotra is Achyut gotra. Remember this. And when a new name is given to him, then Ali, everybody should say Hari Bol, and kartals and drums should be played. When I will say his new name. Now, Mr. Kundan Kumar, can you guide him, Narantar Prabhu? Can you guide him to come here? How he should know? Sure. That's what I told you to guide him.
Same thing to your guru.
Actually, whatever is there around the world, it belongs to Prabhupada. This movement belongs to him. Knowledge is his. Books are his. Everything belongs to Prabhupada. And he also belongs to Prabhupada. Is that right? So, what are the, four regulatory principles?
No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
What about this, you can take tea? Yeah, you can, but no Lipton and Brooke Bond.
No.
Okay, and no meat eating. Can you take onion and garlic?
No.
Good. Very good. And actually, husband-wife relation should be only for procreation, not otherwise. This is very, very important. You should consider all the women as your own mother. Call them Mataji. Okay? Means whenever you may not know Mataji, it's okay. But even young, old, Matajis, mothers. And how many rounds to chant every day?
16.
And on Ekadashi?
I have to start Ekadashi.
You are not doing Ekadashi?
No.
Ekadashi is a must. But you know, we chant more rounds on Ekadashi. We chant 25 on Ekadashi. Okay? And actually, you know how many rounds we chant? Actually, our Guru Maharaj used to chant 64 rounds. But he found out that we Kali Yuga people are too fallen. See, he reduced from 64 to 16. But how much we should chant? I say sometime in my lectures in Hindi. So please repeat after me. Itna japakara. Jap means chanting. Itna jap kar ki had kar de ki Yamaraj bhi apna khata rad kar de. You understand? Meaning, you chant, you know, Prabhupada said, I remember one happening. It was about 11 o'clock and I was in the temple chanting. One of my godbrother came to me. He said, you haven't chanted your rounds? I said, no, I finished my rounds. So why you're chanting now? I said, I'm trying to chant a little more. Prabhupada says that we should not chant more than 16 rounds. My God. I went to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada? Yes. Actually, Prabhupada was very easily approachable. Very, very special Vaishnava. Very easily. He said, you said that we should not chant more than 16 rounds? Who said this? I said, Prabhupada, I don't know. Whether he said he's a rascal or nonsense. He said, what is this 16? We should chant 24 hours. Prabhupada personally told me. 16 is our minimum. We should chant all the time. Why we should chant all the time? All the time. Who can answer this question? Who else? Yes, any time death can come. I was in Canada, not this time, some years back. Then I was told one person, one Mr. Aluwalia, Punjabi chap, he went to the toilet. It didn't come out of the toilet. When they broke the door, they found he's dead on the toilet. You know? One can die anywhere. We should not even forget Krishna in the toilet also. All the time remembering Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Sixteens are the minimum, maximum 24 hours. We should pray. Not that sometimes devotee chants 16 rounds and then next day, oh, Prabhu, what are you looking? Oh, I lost my bead bag somewhere. I don't know where is my bead bag. You know? Throw bead bag somewhere, we don't know where the bead bag is lying. Bead bag, beads are just like our life. We should be very, very respectful to them and try to chant. Sometimes we don't chant on the beads, we can chant without the beads. All the time chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So, now you are entering to the new life, Mr. Kundan Kumar, and everybody is ready to play the mridanga and issue loud. Mridanga? Yeah, okay. You have something? Yes, it should be loud. And actually, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you're getting very good name. And all of you tell whether it's good or not. And your new name is Krishna Kumar Das. By calling Krishna Kumar, you will remember Krishna all the time, you know. Sure, 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 why not? You are the guide, you know. You are his Shiksha Guru. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Everybody, Hare Krishna. Louder. Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Bol, Nirantara, Hare. Why there's no photograph of him? This is once in a lifetime when I gave him the bead, nobody took any photo. So important. Maybe somebody might have camera. He can come again and, you know, take the photograph. But that was important for him to remember, you know. What do you think? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. So, no, you know, once in lifetime, the photograph lene wala koi nahi tha. Kya arrangement hai bhaiya? मेरे को कैमरा लेके दे रहा है तू तो कैमरा तेरे पास था भी फोटो किसने लिए
उसका पूरा इंटरनेट में आ रहा है हमारा तो ये शर्मा जी थोड़ा सा डाउनलोड कर रहा
है इंटरनेट में आ रहा है कहां कैमरा देखो हरि बोल हरि बोल अच्छा तो उसमें फोटो फोटो मिल जाएगा पक्का
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम Bolo Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. So, thank you very much. All of you, Subhas Prabhu, Nirantar Prabhu, and our Pujari Ji, Head Pujari Ji, Krishna Kumar Das, everybody. Now the Yajna will take place. So all of you please stay and see the, you know, this ceremony. You can start now.
Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Om Yam Brahma Vedanta Veda Vananti Pare Parana Murisham Taranye Vishwa Karna Mishram Vatasmai Namo Vignavinashaya Om Tad Vishno Paramam Paragum Sada Prasyanti Surya Hadavi Vichakshadanam Davi Paso Yanyavajagigum Sasimindante Vishnoya Paramam Param Om Madhavo Madhavo Vachi Madhavo Madhavo Hri Smaranti Sarama Save Savakishu Madhavam Om Krishna Vai Satchit Ananda Krishna Hari Purushaha Krishna Purusottama Krishna Hau Kamani Mulam Krishna Sahasavai Krishna Krishnam Kirishma Babu Puja Krishna Nandis Tasmit Anantante Rilote Kuti Om Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare
Rama Rama
Rama Rama Hare
Om Swastino Govinda, Swastino Chudanantau, Swastino Vasudeva Vishnu Dadatu, Swastino Nuno Nuno Vai, Swastino Pamanabhu Sotamudadatu, Swastino Vishvaksena Vishveshaha, Swastino Vishkirish Dadatu, Swastino Mateja Harihi, Swastino Janasano Hanura Bhagavan Hodadatu, Swasti Swasti Samangalai Kesha Mahan Sri Krishna Satchitananda Ganas Vishveshwodadatu, Guru tu swasti me Krishna ha sabalokesha ha jojo guvantu swasti me loga bhavana ha Krishna mamai vasarva tara swasti ko yasya samandara vijastana karsni sarvigna vinashana ha Om Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna Krishna Krishna